You'll be hearing a lot about Joyce next week, but you're also going to hear something about Joyce this week, because a good puzzle would be cross Dublin without passing a pub, was the famous remark of Leopold Bloom in Ulysses. Another puzzle would be to get through June without mention of that book or of the author. But amidst all the chatter, you'll hear about Joyce as Bloom's Day approaches. A new book has been launched which aims to look at Joyce from a different angle, as our arts and media correspondent Sinead Crowley reports.
If you be the lass of Aughrim, as I suppose you not to be.
The fact that Joyce's works came out of copyright in 2012 has had a hugely liberating effect, not just in Ireland, but around the world. And so Joyce can be reimagined, re-envisaged as performance art in the performance of his works on the streets, theatricalisations, monologues that are reenacted, and so on.
Anne Fogarty is Professor of James Joyce Studies at UCD and one of the editors of Voices on Joyce. The book sees academics who are not themselves Joycean scholars look at his work through the lens of their own particular specialty, including law, music and even sport.
In the essay on sport, for instance, it's discovered that Joyce covers almost every sport that you can think of, but very specifically he gravitates towards a sport that's democratic, that appeals to all classes, and that's racing, horse racing. And that's the sport that's mentioned most often, for instance, in Ulysses.
Another contributor to the book is Joseph Brady, whose specialty is urban geography.
Well, see, the thing about a city like Dublin at the time is that it was a relatively compact city, but it was used in different ways by different classes of people. So you had the very poor, but you also had the wealthy. And you could have a fabulous lifestyle. You could go shopping on Grafton Street and find all of the latest fashions, all of the latest trends, and yet they'd be cheek by jowl by the other city. You know, if you took a step, five or six steps off any of the side streets, you'd find yourself in a different world.
Music and its influence in Joyce's work, meanwhile, is explored by Harry White.
I began my piece by quoting a remark that Nora, his wife, made very near the end when she said, "Jim should have stuck to the music." And in a way, he did exactly that throughout his written work.
He's at home, boy, and may be seen. 'Tis easy speaking with Father Green.
Music in Joyce is also about music in Dublin. And for people who are interested in the cultural history of music in this country, Joyce is actually a very important resource, independent of his greatness as an artist and as a novelist.
The Irish have always been interested, I think, in reading Joyce, but very often Joyce was read, not so much by the academics, I think, but by the writers and the artists. He belonged to a kind of bohemian world. And of course, when it was difficult to get one's hands on Ulysses, it was only people of that kind who could read Joyce, who travelled and brought the book back with them, for instance. But now we discover that the kind of taboo about Joyce has vanished, albeit the difficulty, the challenge of reading Joyce remains. And anyway, our connection with Joyce changes over time, so there are always new things to be discovered and new kind of lines of interest to be followed up on.
And that was Anne Fogarty of UCD, ending that report by Sinead Crowley.